Haynes Mayor Doug Oldroot meets me at the turn to Beach Road and doesn't cut the engine. Last time we were here, a huge landslide had just torn through this road. It destroyed houses and killed two people whose bodies were never found.
So yeah, last year when we had that interview, this is where we're at, and we had the gate and barricades across here.
There's still an orange caution sign, but now a temporary access road passes through the debris. From far away, there's a huge white scar on the side of Mount Riley. Up close, it's hard to imagine what kind of force could pull down this much of a mountain.
And have you been up to the slide at all since it happened?
No. Okay.
We're driving because Ulrud says he doesn't like to walk it. There's no other traffic, and wet snow sticks to the windows of his truck.
It's a tough drive.
We can both imagine where the houses used to be. One home is still there, but knocked off its foundation by trees and rocks. It looks like a toy next to the huge swath of turned up earth.
Yeah, I haven't gotten used to it yet.
In the early months after the slide, no one was allowed out here. Residents fought for this road, to cross the slide and retrieve the belongings they left behind when they fled. Only once we get about half a mile past the slide, things start to look normal.
And then you can see we've got people out here, their driveways are plowed, especially at the far end of Beach Road here where they are out here. Several of them are very happy to be out here.
The borough got power out to the end of the road by July. But to access these homes, you need to pass through what the borough calls the red zone, an area that's geologically unstable. We turn at the end of the road and come back the way we came. As we get closer to the slide, the driveways aren't plowed anymore. This is where people haven't come back.
And I think right about in here is about where we're at for the red zone, an area that they thought this would be the most vulnerable.
The borough is still waiting for answers about the long-term stability of the area. A landslide contractor promised a study by the end of December or early January. Their instruments are visible in the snow. Beach Road is what most people outside of Haynes might think of when they think of the December weather disaster. But destruction was spread throughout the Chilkat Valley. Landslides damaged and destroyed homes on Lutac Road, and flooding wreaked havoc on roads and homes in the town site. Ulrud estimates 40% of households in Haynes sustained some kind of damage from the storm. The work of the last year has been putting homes and infrastructure back in order.
So for the last year, my life has been dominated by disaster recovery. And up through February, it was volunteer.
The Chilkoot Indian Association hired Sylvia Hines to manage a $900,000 federal housing grant to help the Haynes recovery. She's also coordinator of Haynes' long-term recovery group. They've put 16 households back in their homes since this summer.
I'm like, yay, it's not 23 anymore. like that number feels like success to me. I think that, yeah, that's I think part of the story, that the recovery needs are so enormous.
The response has also been huge. Her recovery team helped over 130 households that needed assistance. They disposed of nearly 500,000 pounds of construction and demolition debris. They partnered with an international disaster response group that helped with cleanup and pledged to rebuild two homes.
We've made a much more progress in the last year than I would have imagined when we were in April. It just seemed that the road seemed endless, and seeing what we've accomplished in the last year from all these different organizations and all these different individuals, it means a lot to me.
After last year's slides and flooding, nearly 24 households were displaced. More than half of them were from Beach Road. There are 7 left to go, including the Wish Stars.
We're all just trying to figure out our footing in a very kind of groundless situation.
Vanessa Wish Star and her family lived in a home right next to the path of the slide. Now they're in the lower 48 with family, trying to figure out how to make Haynes home again.
A lot of our neighbors have are all in the same situation that we're in, of either living with family. A lot of them, actually, most of them are living with family, or just kind of bobbing around, bouncing around, and also searching for work.
She says she's still terrified when there's a downpour or when a train passes by. Sounds that are too close to what she heard when the mountainside came down around them. Last year, she told me it sounded like a dragon. So fearsome, it was unreal. Back on Beach Road, with the truck's heater blasting, Mayor Olrud says the human healing from the storm is going to take much longer than fixing the physical aspects of it.
And that's the toughest part, because it's a lot easier to hold all that inside than it is to be vulnerable with each other and let people know that, you know, this still sucks.
This year, it isn't raining on December 2nd. The temperatures are normal for December, below freezing. And there's even some sunshine in the forecast. Reporting in Haines, I'm Claire Strimple.